Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Solar Sales Uncensored. I am your host, Aaron Browning, and I am fired up for today's episode. I have a good friend of mine, Mr. Marco Torres. Before I bring him on, though, I want to share our title and where we're going to take this conversation. And of course, you all know it is going to be uncensored. We're going to take the gloves off. We're going to drop some bombs on you guys today. But the title is How to Skyrocket Your Solar Sales Without Discounting. We're going to unlock that secret today, and this is huge. So many of you in sales are racing to the bottom. It's all about when you get into competitive markets, what can I give away? What can I discount? We're going to change that mindset today, and I promise you it's going to be action-packed. It's absolutely amazing. A few key notes on our presenter for those of you guys, or our guest, I should say, for those of you guys who have not had the privilege of meeting Marco yet. He is the founder of an amazing, amazing company called Marketing Boost. He is the single most expert on incentive-based marketing, and that's really what we're going to tackle here today. He's already helped thousands of entrepreneurs worldwide leverage his platform. He also has a Facebook group, which he leads, that has 27,000 entrepreneurs who are involved in his coaching platform in one way or another. So without further ado, Mr. Torres, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We are excited. I've been doing some teasers of this podcast all week, and the feedback without even dropping the content is already through the roof, man. You absolutely deliver. I've been following you on your Facebook group. I've been a member of that group now for 6 months or so, and I love your delivery style. I love everything you do. For those of the guests on our podcast who haven't met you yet, would you mind giving a brief history of who you are and how you fell in love with incentive-based marketing?
Sure. Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. And I've been an internet marketer since 1996. So I've been around to watch the evolution of how, you know, online marketing has come around. I mean, I was an email spammer before they even called it spam.
I love it.
Back in the day, everybody loved their email and their AOL accounts. And, you know, eventually it became too much. But but anyway, I've seen it all. And I've been involved in generating in my career over $1 billion in sales for my companies and the companies that I worked for previously. You know, I built a team prior to 2008 with over 2,000 telemarketers. We were generating $200 million a year from online marketing. So I've seen the progression. Wow. And seen how incentives work, you know, to, you know, one idea I'd like to throw in, Aaron, is kind of give a definition of what I mean by incentive-based marketing. Is that a good idea?
Absolutely. I think it's a great place to start.
You know, one area that I mean, you know, one name we'll all recognize and one incentive we'll all realize is Amazon. I mean, Jeff Bezos, about a decade or so ago, came out with Amazon Prime. And the incentive was buy Amazon Prime for $99 a year or whatever it was, and you got what? The incentive was free shipping. We all loved that idea of free shipping. Back when he first launched it, we weren't even into streaming video. It didn't, you know, some of us were, majority of us weren't. But the free shipping was the hook. That was the incentive. We bought into that, and it was genius on his part, because then what? We became loyal clients for Amazon. We would, anything we wanted to buy online, we'd go see if Amazon had it first, because we could get the free shipping. And before you know it, we're all shopping on Amazon, you know, worldwide. Another big name that does incentive-based marketing is McDonald's. They've got the Happy Meal for parents with children. And so you choose McDonald's over some other fast food because, you know, you're going to entertain the kids with the, you know, they're going to take your eye off of the price and focus on the prize, which was a little toy in the pack, you know, the hamburger, the soda, the snack, and the seasonal gift, the toy, based on the latest Disney movie, etc. And so the kids would be entertained with the toy, and mom and dad might be able to get in a few words for lunch, you know. With so the question here is, you know, what is your, if you're an entrepreneur out there, you're a business owner, what is your adult Happy Meal? What are you offering to kind of stand out from the crowd? What can you add value into your value stack? Whether it's a Marketing Boost incentive or something else, you need to think of ideas that how you can add value versus discounting to your call to action to stand out from the crowd and get people, you know, give them a nudge, give them a reason to select you over a competitor or to come back to you as a loyalty program or, you know, and on and on and on. We can talk about some ideas here.
Yeah, you know, I love that. And by the way, I want to make sure it's not lost on anybody listening or catching this on YouTube. He's already helped his clients bring in over $1 billion in sales. Like, mind-blowing. We could have stopped the podcast right there, Marco. That is huge. I love the two examples, too, because I think sometimes, especially if someone's brand new to incentive-based marketing, not realizing that they're already doing it. And Amazon, you know, I'll kind of echo what you said on there because I didn't even realize that until you said it. I didn't think about it. But you're right. That whole program, because I pay for it, I don't even price shop Amazon anymore. Like at all. If it's on Amazon, I just trust it. They've built that reputation and brand, right? Which is huge. Well, so let's kind of dovetail on that. Why do you believe value add incentives are more effective than discounts for boosting sales?
Well, there's been a lot of studies by, you know, universities studying human nature and human, yep. how we interact with sales and purchases. For, I don't know where you're coming from, Aaron. I live in Florida, and the Publix grocery chains here, for example, you walk into a Publix grocery store, at the very front, they have this whole area, you know, BOGO offers, buy one, get one. And you watch people shop through there, and what do? You know, We weren't even looking for a can of beans or a jar of mayo, but we end up buying two of them because it says buy one, get one. You know, the day before yesterday, that same jar of mayo was $2.99 for each jar. Now they've got buy one, get one for $5.97, and you think it's a deal. You're buying two at full price practically.
Yep.
But so they got you to take action because your mind says it's on sale. You know, I got to grab it. FOMO. I don't want to miss out on this offer. So you're buying, they got you to buy something you weren't even looking for and buy two of them instead of one. And maybe they did discount it a bit compared to the retail price 2 days before. But the point is now you're buying two of the same, you know, something you didn't even need. And they got you to upsell into something. And we buy items on sale all the time. You know, women are the main shoppers in most households. And, you know, I've had a few women, you know, my late wife and my current wife. I mean, something, if it says on sale, they're going to stop and look, you know, they're going to at least touch it, look at it, feel at it. If you're at the retail store, and the same works anywhere else. We find that the incentive, the discount, rather the whatever the incentive is of some sort of on sale price or what have you, is more especially when you add value. It is more eye-catching than 10% off, than 5% off. So when they can add additional value to the offer, whatever it is, it's grabbing our attention. It's making us stop and take a look. It's making us consider buying the offer. And we've all seen this online, too, with really well-built sales funnels, right? You see something online. And by the way, I also recommend anybody listening, become a student of marketing. Yeah. Don't be annoyed by every, you know, advertisement that pops up on your Facebook feed or in your email. Look at them, open them, click through them. If they grab your eye and you go through, I mean, I buy stuff all the time I don't even necessarily need or want, but I'm going through the whole sales funnel. I am screenshots of the whole process. If it's making me continue to read and what have you, I'll back up and take a screenshot going, this is genius copywriting and, you know, what have you, and study it because it's easier to emulate somebody else and, you know, modify it as your own. Versus just trying to reinvent the wheel and all that kind of stuff. So
100%, man. I'll echo that again. I see we have a lot in common. I'm a huge student of Russell Brunson. Mm-hmm. So we call it funnel hacking in his world. I am signing up for things every single day. I thought I was one of the only ones to take screenshots. If you look at my phone, sorry, kids and family, I have more screenshots of funnels than I do anything else. If it grabbed my attention and I can learn from it, I 1,000% agree with you, man. 1,000%.
No, I'll go back in time and give you. When I first got into the restaurant business, I convinced my brother and my mother many, many, many years ago. I mean, I was 19 years old. By the time I was 23, I owned 5 restaurants and a nightclub.
Wow.
When I got into the restaurant business, my dad said to my brother and I, you guys don't know anything about the restaurant business. If you're serious about that, you better go work for other restaurants. And so we did. So one of the business tips I'd give to anybody out there looking to be a solopreneur, entrepreneur, get started in something, one way to do it is go work for somebody else first, even as a volunteer. You need to get the experience. And anyway, we went to the restaurants, and this was many years ago. So we went with those little roll cameras, you know, those little Kodaks that you had to, and we'd sneak into the restaurants. We'd volunteer for the midnight shifts, and we were taking pictures of everything, the countertops, the order, the inventory sheets, the products, you know, the equipment they used. I mean, we were funnel hacking actual sales the restaurants. You know, with the same process, we were like, what do they do? How do they do it? We didn't want to buy a franchise. It was too much money. So we were like, you know, let's learn from everybody else. And we went to work for every fast food Mexican restaurant we could find in Texas. And then we came back and opened our own Mexican restaurants in Puerto Rico and opened five in 5 years. We ended up selling them to Taco Bell. So it can be it's a process that regardless of the business you're in, you might want to learn from somebody else first.
Yeah, you know, I say that all the time too. Success leaves clues. Absolutely. Like, we don't know what we don't know. I love that you guys were willing to roll up your sleeves, put on the boots, and get to work and go figure it out. And I'm sure you would agree that shortened the learning curve by learning from someone else who was already more successful in that field, right?
Yeah, we never would have been able to figure it out. We would have made way too many mistakes if we hadn't have bothered to, you know, go learn, take pictures, look at their design, look at their, you know, their equipment they were already, you know, different companies were using, and then compare and manage it. Sure, it made us a success out of the gate.
Yeah, you know, another key word and phrase you use that I love, and I know our audience does too, really what we're doing here in the solar game is most solar professionals, and I use that professional word loosely, unfortunately, they're very transactional. They're not treating this like a business. And that really is what I'm on a mission to help spread. If you are in solar, you need to start acting like it's a seven-figure business. And you got to treat it as such. And where I'm going with that is you mentioned marketing. We got to get out of just living transaction to traction and become very, very marketing-driven, marketing-based. And like I said, there's no one else doing that at a higher level. The next question I'd love to hear you talk on is a lot of our audience is newer to solar. Maybe they've been in for a few years, but they're a small company. It could be them. It could be a few door setters, a few lead generators, maybe an office staff. How can someone, you know, with a smaller business leverage incentive-based marketing to help them stand out in a crowded field?
Well, if you don't mind, I'm gonna drop marketing about Marketing Boost, because we offer that solution. So what Marketing Boost does is we provide what I call the wow, delight, and surprise factor. We provide our business owners, for a very low cost subscription fee, the ability to give away an unlimited amount of all three categories of our incentives. And one of them are the most popular is probably complimentary hotel stays at over 125 destinations around the world, from 3 to 7 night stays. So they don't include airfare, they don't include food and beverage, and they don't include government taxes. And mind you, those are the three disclaimers that we teach our members to disclose. So, you know, you can give people a 3-night stay in Las Vegas for, you know, agreeing to an install before the end of the month. You can create a scarcity and urgency in a campaign saying, hey, you know, boom, we've got a promotion we're running this month. If you get your install before the end of the month, you can get 5 nights in Cancun or 5 nights or 3 nights in Las Vegas, your choice, you know, with your install. And so you're using the incentive as another reason, as a push to make a decision, you know, in a certain time frame, for example. So then, of course, they don't include airfare, food and beverage, or government taxes and fees. And then they'll have 18 months to select travel dates. And there's no hoops to jump through, no timeshare presentations, no nothing. I mean, they log in online to our online platform and they select the dates they want to go. They get instant confirmation, instant gratification. The second category we offer are hotel savings cards. These come in increments of $100, $200, $300, and $500. They work kind of like a gift card, but they don't pay for the entire hotel stay. They'll offer a cash credits or a discount compared to the retailers like Expedia, Priceline, etc. And they will save your client up to the face value of the dollar amount you gave them on their next hotel booking. And if they don't save all $500 on one booking, they'll have a balance left over for their next booking. So the savings will vary from 10 to 50% off depending upon the hotel, the length of stay, et cetera. That's the second category. And the third category are restaurant savings vouchers. These are kind of like restaurant.com, they're buy one, get one free, 10% off the bill, 25% off the entire bill. There's, you know, a whole bunch of them, over 100,000 offers throughout the USA and Canada. And, you know, thousands of restaurants. It's a phone app downloads. They put in your zip code and you can start saving money wherever you are in the country, even while you're traveling. So those are the three categories. Now, how you use them as a small company or a big solar company can be, you know, game-changing. For example, one of the challenges that a lot of people are doing right now, of course, these still the old-fashioned door knockers are still some of the, you know, the most effective if they're willing to go door-to-door and talk to people about, you know, you need prospects. Well, you can go see if there's houses facing the sun the right way and knock on everybody on that street, right? And you know, try to book an appointment for your sales team. But, you know, you might throw in an incentive. You know, you can create a door hanger. We've got examples that we also provide our templates, you know, these door hanger templates that you might say, hey, book a no obligation, get a, you know, a virtual a quote, or, you know, we'll book a no obligation Zoom call with you, get a virtual quote for what it would cost you to get your solars installed and, you know, pre-financing, whatever it is your offer is. And then you might say, hey, you get a $300 hotel savings card, whether regardless of whether you get the install or not, just for showing up on time for our Zoom call. So once they book that appointment, whether that be an online campaign or a door knocker, now you've got, they booked an appointment, which is one of the first challenges you need, is you need more appointments. Two, you need those appointments to show up, whether it's an in-person, you know, somebody's going to show up and meet the couple and, you know, walk through the whole presentation of the value and the savings they're going to get with the solar. Then they, you know, will you get both husband and wife at home at the same time? You know, we all know if you only end up with one legger, as we call it, and, you know, if only husband's home and wife's not, there's no buying decision being made on that call. You need both husband and wife. So the incentive that we provide might be, you know, hey, you get a $300 or $500 hotel savings card if both you and your husband are, you know, are both available on Tuesday when we come at 3 o'clock. So if you'll both be available, you're going to get a reward whether you decide to get the incentive or not. So now, I mean, if you decide to get the solar install or not. So you're incentivizing them. Now that you show up and then on that sales call, now you pitch the value, you show them what their bills are today, what they're likely going to be with the solar installed and all of the savings they're going to get, plus the discount on insurance. I don't know what the deal is that you offer. Then you're saying, by the way, if you do, we do have a few of these left. If you get the, you know, an install done before Friday, or I mean, if you order the install before Friday, for example, we're going to give you a 6-day choice of 5 nights in Cancun or 5 nights in Hawaii or 4 nights in Cabo, you know, and now you're offering a high value, perceived value vacation incentive, which, by the way, super popular these days because ever since COVID has gone away, these incentives have been incredibly popular. People are, if they haven't traveled since COVID, they're bent. The demand is incredible. I call it revenge travel.
Yeah. I love that, man. I'm stealing it. I love it.
Revenge travel. Ever since COVID, people are like, I got to go somewhere and I want to go now, you know. And so whether they're driving or flying, people want to take a trip. They want to get out of the house. And now the inflation is, you know, everything is so expensive. Any way to save on travel is also very enticing, whether it be the hotel savings card or you offering them a complimentary hotel stay becomes an enticing offer to, again, stand out from the crowd and maybe get them to, you know, to either sitting on the fence about making this decision to go with you with your install, but you add on this bonus trip that, you know, you're including if they take advantage before the, you know, creating scarcity and urgency. Mind you, as a Marketing Boost member, you can give away as many of these as you want, but we recommend you create scarcity and urgency in these offers so that, you know, one, they're believable. You can give them out like candy, but we recommend you don't. We want you to, the more you make the client do to earn the incentive, the more believable it is, and the more your clients will take advantage of the incentive and actually use it.
Yeah, they need to have skin in the game. You know, we like on our team, we host a live prospecting-based recruiting event every Monday night. And part of the language that I teach is I have two VIP tickets left. If I gift you with one of these, can you commit to be there? Versus saying, it's a Zoom, I have 500 guests, I hope you can make it. Like, right? Which one do you think is showing up? They want to know there's urgency, there's some reason, there's something you're giving them. I really want to, you know, kind of dumb down what you just said, if you will, and I mean that respectfully. You went over a lot, and there was a lot of nuggets right there. In fact, one I just picked up for sure that I'll be implementing. So for those of you guys and gals listening, he's offering an incentive to get people to show up to the, like on our team, we do a lot online. Almost all of ours is exclusively online. It doesn't matter. He gave an example of a door knocker, but you could offer that $300, that $500 hotel card for a fan, for a couple that shows up, both decision makers. Like how freaking, like, that's game over right there. If you could guarantee every presentation we did in the future was going to have all decision makers present, like huge, man, absolutely huge. And then I love that he's driving urgency. Oh, by the way, I only have a few left. Hopefully you picked up the language he used, right? That's huge. I only have a few left. But for those that make a decision today, decide to do the right thing and hire us today, I'm able to gift you with a 4-day, 5-day, whatever that looks like. Like that is huge. The other one you said, Marco, that I did not think of, right? To talk about my nugget that I'll take away. I was working with my beautiful wife, literally right before this podcast, we were going through a lot of our follow-up emails of people we did a presentation to, people who got pre-qualified, like as hot as you can get, but did not hire us yet, did not pull the trigger. I'm over here crafting an email. Why in God's name did I not think to offer an incentive? Like for those that make a move today, can you touch on that for follow-up? Like how
absolutely,
cool is that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of you may have, you know, a dead database, so to speak, right? You've already made presentations, you've already, you know, now you're trying to revive them. So, you know, you want to, again, email them, you know, now, hey, we're running a special promotion. You know, and again, for the first five people, you know, or you might say, hey, you're one of, you know, tell some truth bombs in the mix. Look, you're one of 50 people that we've talked to in the last week that did not hire us to do the install yet. For the first five that take action and go ahead and hire us to get this install done, we're throwing in, you know, 6 days and 5-night trip to Cancun on us. They don't include airfare, don't include food and beverage, they don't include government taxes and fees, but we've got your hotel stay at a luxury beachfront resort in Cancun or Cabo San Lucas on us if you go ahead and pull the trigger and hire us to, you know, do your install. Don't forget, we offer free financing, you know, there's tax credit, whatever all the other benefits are of your solar product. But now you're giving them that additional reason to go ahead and contact you back again or, you know, get back in the game. You might offer them a restaurant savings card to say, hey, you know, by the way, if you'll just, you know, I know you probably, you know, had a number of questions that maybe we didn't answer when we were there the first time or on that original Zoom call with you. We'd like to give you a $100 restaurant savings voucher on us, good at over 100,000 restaurants nationwide. If we can just get on a follow-up phone call with you to see, you know, what other additional questions you might have about the benefits of going solar versus continuing to pay $300 a month according to your electric bill, you know, and so on. And so, you know, now maybe you can get them back on a Zoom call, or maybe you can get them, you know, using one of the other incentives to get them to raise their hand again.
You know, I love that too, because it's about moving the ball down the field. It's moving them through the sales cycle. You could have a dead lead or a presumed dead lead, and you're just trying to spark that conversation again. Get that meeting, get that face-to-face, get that virtual, whatever it looks like. I love that. Are you guys using, any of your clients using any of these incentives in the three buckets you went over as like lead magnets as a way to actually collect leads versus like follow-up and other tools?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked that, because it's very, very powerful to, you know, if you've got, let's say you've got a PDF or an ebook on the benefits of solar versus, you know, going, you know, your current electric bill, so on. So now you're doing Facebook ad campaigns, pay-per-click ads, you know, you're trying to get in front of prospects, your own Facebook profile, et cetera. And you might run a promotion that says, hey, register to win. And you could also partner with local businesses in your own community, where you might go to let's say you go to a local barbershop and you convince the barber, look, you know, I'm going to be able to help you capture the name, phone number, email of everybody who walks into your nail salon, barber salon, whatever it might be. Because, yeah, they come in, they get a haircut with you, or they get their nails done, whatever, they leave. But are you capturing their name, phone number, and email? Are you setting up a system where you can follow up and invite them back and offer them a special on Tuesdays on your slowest day of the week or whatever? Well, with what I'm going to offer you, you're going to be able to do that. We're going to put this tabletop sign on your countertop, and you're going to say, register to win, so, you know, five nights in... You know, in one of, or register to win from 3 to 7 nights stays in one of 7 destinations, compliments of Nail Salon X and our sponsor, Solar Company, yada, yada. And now, so you're marketing 2 company names on a brochure with a scan me device. I could kind of give you a screenshot of what that looks like. But anyway, the idea being they're going to come in, the local store is going to be generating prospects that you're going to share with them, and you get that lead as well. To then put them into a series of email, assuming you have a CRM.
Yeah, of course.
And if not, you know, we provide that as well over here at Marketing Boost. But, you know, you want to start sending them a series of email, text message, voicemail broadcasting. And you know, you've got a lead now that you can follow up and ask them a survey question. The moment they're registering, you might turn it into a, after they put in name, phone number, and email, a survey. Are you a homeowner? Do you already have solar? What are you spending monthly on, you know, on your electric bill? And if you get them to answer a few questions and pre-qualify themselves, you know, now you, I mean, if they answered their renter, well, you're not going to bother to put them into your flow, you know, because they're not going to be able to ever buy a solar platform until they buy. But if they said, yes, I own my home and yada, yada, and now you're going down a few more survey questions, now you got a hot lead. And if you got a good CRM system, that can ping your phone immediately and you could be calling them back, hey, congratulations, you were one of our instant winners of the hotel savings card. You know, again, use one of the small incentives, you know, what I call a micro incentive for a micro call to action. So you got the lead instantly, whether it was generated online or from a local business in your community. But now you've got the lead, you pops in, you're calling them up. You know, congratulations, you're one of our instant winners of a $100 hotel savings card. I wanted to tell you a little bit about that. And also, you mentioned you were a homeowner, you don't have solar yet. Can we, you know, we'd like to schedule an opportunity to show you how you can save thousands on your electric bill over the next few years, plus get tax credit, plus get free financing, whatever, you know, boom, boom, boom. And if you'll both attend our virtual call, we'll bump that $100 savings to $500 hotel savings card if we can get, you know, a Zoom call with you, you know, and using the incentive as a way to you know, generate the lead online by offering, hey, register to win one of, you know, 3 to 7 night stays and one of 7 amazing destinations. And, you know, we've got creatives for all of that. If you become a Marketing Boost member, we've got tons of creatives for the solar industry, from door hanger flyers that you can have printed, to online creatives, to, you know, all kinds of stuff that you can run with for your business, including videos for your Facebook ads, et cetera.
Yeah, you guys have really thought of everything. What I love about what you offer and why I became a loyal member and now client and friend is it's plug and play. And so I really want to challenge the listeners, whether it's video or on the traditional podcast, this is very, very simple. Like very, very simple. You can 10x it and take it a whole different level and really lean in and start to, you know, figure things out. But he has everything designed. You can literally type in your industry and things populate like crazy, crazy, crazy stupid. He made this thing so freaking simple. The example I love that you did for the lead magnet was online, which is what I do a lot of, but also local. I want to make sure it's not lost on anybody. It's the law of reciprocity. If you help a store owner fill up a Tuesday in that example because they're dead, you now walk on water and glow in the dark to that business owner. Who do you think they're referring business to? Like, they're going to do everything they can to say thank you. And not only that, you're also generating business for yourself because those emails come to you. You're the one that's controlling the incentive. I love that, and I will be stealing it. You can also tell, by the way, you have the right guest on your podcast because you're taking notes. Even though you're having a conversation, man, you're dropping bombs, so keep it flowing. One other thing, and I know we didn't talk about this at all. Hopefully it's still there and we're able to talk about it. You guys, and I don't know the exact language, like a Facebook connector, it was like a birthday thing. Can you touch on that?
Yeah, that's a great, I was going to mention that. I'm glad
you were. Okay, cool. I freaking love that program.
Yeah. So what? Here's what that is. If you're an annual member of Marketing Boost, by the way, it's free. Otherwise, it's about $200 a year value. But we offer it free if you become an annual member of Marketing Boost. By the way, that means it's an investment of $347 to be an annual member of Marketing Boost. So it's not like we're a ton of money. We make it super affordable, a no-brainer to be a Marketing Boost member, or it's $37 a month. But as an annual member, we have a number of bonuses. One being we actually pay you commissions as well on all of those incentives that you're giving away to your clients. So if they activate that certificate you're giving away, you can earn as much as $15 each. So that can add up and certainly pay you back for your annual investment in no time.
Marco, sorry, I got to make sure people understand this. So not only are we able to give away an incentive, but we're going to get paid when the client uses it?
Exactly.
Love it. Sorry, man. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly right. I mean, the way we do, we make money on, so that you understand. That's one of the questions that a lot of people think, I don't get it. How do they do this? Well, one, and I'll get to your birthday connector answer in a moment, but
yeah.
People, you know, ask, how do you guys do this? Well, when we launched this business in the beginning, it came about as an accident. We've been in the travel business first. We've been in the travel space with selling travel for decades. And we were trying to get video testimonials. We couldn't get our clients to give us a video. We just knew if we only had video reviews from the beaches of the resorts and the pool and the spa, whatever, we'd be able to leverage those into thousands of additional bookings. But we couldn't get hardly anybody to go the extra mile and give us a selfie video testimonial. So we came up with an idea. Okay, we'll give them a bonus trip. So we would do what? We'd do now, mind you, this is a business tip good for anybody listening. We would do a survey when we thought our client was at the peak of happiness, which happened to be, in our case, the day after check-in at the hotel. So they just checked into the hotel. We'd send them a message, an email, text message saying, hey, how's the hotel living up to your expectations so far? And if they said, you know, give us a rating of 1 to 5, how do we come in? If they gave us a 4 or 5, we'd immediately send them back messages saying, wonderful, can you guys do us a favor? Help us spread the word about that hotel and about us. And if you'll do that in a video review of the hotel, we'll reward you with a complimentary hotel stay on us in your choice of Orlando or Las Vegas. Well, that worked like a charm. Before you knew it, wow, they were coming in dozens and dozens of these videos. But then we were having to pay for those rooms out of pocket when people were, you know, wanting that freebie we promised. So now we were like, well, we either have to stop this campaign because it's expensive, or we need to find a way to not have to pay full price for these rooms. And that's where we came up. We went back to these hotel partners and said, look, you've got a problem and we think we can solve it. Your hotels are, let's be honest, they're never full. Your rooms are full, you know, certain weekends of the year, holidays, peak season, but 70, 80% of the year, 30 to 70% of your, 50% of your rooms are going empty. We can help you solve that problem. Put warm bodies, couples, individuals in those hotel rooms. They'll spend money at the bar, the pool, the spa, the casino, the gift shop, the excursion desk. They'll book extra nights. They'll tell friends about you. And we got a few hotels in Orlando and Las Vegas to participate. So now we were able to give away these trips without costing us any money. And then we thought, can you imagine if we had hotels around the world with this idea? We would have a whole new standalone business, which is what eventually became Marketing Boost today. So that's how it works. We're helping resorts fill rooms that would otherwise go empty, which means they can't travel 4th of July, Easter weekend, Christmas week. You know, your client needs to have a little bit of flexibility. And if they do, we average about 32 to 35 weeks of availability per destination out of 52. So therefore, you know, there's plenty of availability, but again, it has a little bit of blackout dates, in other words. And then the hotel savings cards have none, no blackout days. Those are good anytime, anywhere. Now, the reason I said all that was to kind of help your audience understand how these work. So they're very effective. Now, we were talking about the birthday connector gift that you asked about. This is a Facebook extension software. Again, we provide free with your annual membership. And what it does is that you download it to your personal profile, and then we teach you how to set it all up so you can send a series of messages to every contact on your Facebook profile. The way I use it, for example, I send them a message 2 days before their birthday. I'm sending them a message going, hey, I see you got a birthday coming up. Big, you know, congratulations. I hope you got some amazing plans for your birthday. And kind of leave it at that. Now, I'm beating everybody else to the 100%. Punch on the busiest day of your Facebook profile everybody wishes you a happy birthday. Well, I beat everybody to it by 2 days by setting my system to send them a message 2 days before their birthday. Then on their birthday, they're going to get an automatic post from the software that's actually going to post a image with a birthday cake or what have you. It's going to have happy birthday from Marco Torres. And I use that as an opportunity to brand my company. So I'm like, you know, we wish you well, happy birthday from Marco and the entire team at Marketing Boost. And so I'm branding my company, wishing them a happy birthday with a nice little, you know, some line above the post. And then, and of course, that is appreciated by everyone. And the image, by the way, is customized with their name inside the image.
So good.
So it looks really like you really went out of your way to do something special for them. Then 2 days after their birthday, I send them the final message saying, hey, by the way, I'm assuming or I hope you had an amazing birthday. You deserved it. So I hope you had a great time. By the way, and then I have a small call to action. And in my case, I'm just promoting my Facebook group. So I say, by the way, if you're an entrepreneur or business owner, if you haven't joined my Facebook group already, you need to go over to my Facebook group, join that. We'll teach you how to grow your business using travel incentives. Boom. Now, if I was a solar company, I would do the last message on date, you know, after their birthday. I might send them a message going, hey, don't forget, if you're a homeowner, if you haven't installed solar yet, that's what we do. We're the experts at saving you money with solar install, yada, yada. Think of me when you think of solar or some kind of plan. Or if I was a realtor, I'd be saying, don't forget, if you're buying, selling, investing in real estate, I'm the local expert in this area, yada, yada. Think of me or my team, you know, boom, boom, boom. And it's a way to start a conversation with people every year on their birthday, and people appreciate it. I mean, the messages I get are, wow, thank you for remembering. I can't even believe you remembered my birthday. You know, how did you know it was my birthday 2 days before my birthday and that kind of stuff? And you start conversations, which leads to whatever it is you do for a living and get opportunity to brand.
Dude, you nailed it, man. We are in a conversation game. I mean, that's what this thing is all about. I do use that. I'm not doing it 2 days prior. Another nugget he just dropped that I will implement today, like not tomorrow, today. I agree with what you just said. If you wait until the birthday, I never thought about it. It's the busiest day of the year for them, but it is. It's 100%. I mean, depending on the influence they have, they might get 500 messages. Now you're noise. The other example too, I love that he said, is that he gives 2 days prior, gives day of birthday, and then he follows up 2 days later with a call to action, a CDA or an ask. Like, I love that. The other thing too, and I want to make sure the audience gets this. This is why I love Marco and his company. It's automated. You set this bad boy up once and you sit back every morning and let her run. Like, I love that. I'm getting messages teed up in my inbox from something I set up 6 months ago. Like, it gets no better, right?
Right. Absolutely.
It's huge.
It gives you a reason to keep growing your Facebook audience. You
know? It does. It does.
You get new friends and so forth. And, you know, eventually you'll reach your 5,000 max. And, you know, then you can set up a second profile and do the same thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's one of my favorite features that I feel like we don't talk a lot about. So I'm glad you're able to bring that up. I know by now a lot of people are wondering, are we offering any sort of deal, of trial? I know I want to start with the one that we talked about earlier. Can we offer anything to our audience to kind of get their feet wet, to get them going?
Absolutely. We do have a 7-day free trial on marketingboost.com. Simple as that. Well, I mean, I think
I'll actually send my link if you don't mind, Marco.
Yeah, absolutely. Aaron's going to provide you a link below. Yeah. You can edit that part out. But yeah, we're going to click the link below, and that's going to give you the opportunity to get set up a 7-day free trial to Marketing Boost, where one of the first things you ought to do is send yourself all three of the different categories of incentives. You're welcome to use the incentives even if you cancel after the trial. And, but test it yourself. See how they work. You know, send yourself. You're welcome to try one of the complimentary hotel stays, the hotel savings cards, the restaurant savings vouchers, and get an idea how they work. Join our Facebook group where you can ask questions, post how you're using them. We're always playing that up and asking our members to support. Mind you, by the way, Aaron, if you don't mind, you mentioned earlier before we started recording that a lot of your audience are realtors as well. Can I drop some ideas for realtors?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So realtors, I mean, again, there's a lot of restrictions in the real estate industry for how you can use an incentive or not when it comes to, you know, you can't use an incentive to to encourage a transaction. That's really the main, the biggest simple no-no, right? You can't say, hey, if you buy a home, I'm going to give you a complimentary hotel stay. However, you can use these incentives at, you know, when people arrive for an open house, you can have a nice stand-up desktop countertop signage that says enter to win, you know, five nights in Cancun or four nights in Cabo San Lucas or, you know, one of our top seven destinations. And you know, have a little scan me code so people can go through. And you can almost require them to enter prior to walking through the rest, prior to walking through the rest of the house. And that will, you know, now you're acquiring real data, or you might even do a survey. Tell us what you think about this home, and we'll reward you with a $200 hotel savings card just for letting us know your thoughts of this particular home and how we're pricing it and so forth. And again, you're enticing people to take scan the code, enter their information, because they're going to get a reward. They're going to give you accurate information. And now you can follow up with everybody that. So you can use it for, you know, gift cards. You can use it for housewarming gifts after they purchased. You can use them for, as we mentioned, you know, your Facebook profile to with the birthday connector. There's a bunch of other, you know, one other way that anybody, including Solar, going, you can take your sales hat off for a minute, Aaron, and support local nonprofits or any even national fundraising opportunities. Let's suppose there's a local fundraising, a local high school trying to raise money for football gear for the team. You come in and say, hey, we'd like our company, my solar company or my real estate company, we'd like to sponsor this event. And we're going to give you five trips to Cancun that you can auction off, or you can sell raffle tickets for. All I ask is the day of the event, I'd like to be there to give an elevator pitch about how these incentives work and how they don't work. You know, they don't include airfare, food and beverage, government taxes and fees. You know, give them the disclaimers. And of course, I want to tell everybody real quick elevator pitch about what we do. So now you're rubbing shoulders with philanthropists and everything else. You're setting yourself up as the authority, the expert in the community, the hero giving complimentary hotel stays to help raise funds for the cause. And you're telling everybody, by the way, if you're ever looking to buy, sell, or invest, we're the local experts in town, and it's my pleasure to give these complimentary hotel stays on behalf of Marco Realty, yada yada yada. So if don't forget, look for us if you need to buy, sell, or trade, you know, and you're getting leads without always being on sales mode, and you're setting you're in the community, you're supporting the community, and you're going to find yourself getting leads from there, just like, well, what's your card? Give me, what do you do again? And bam, starting up conversations. As you said, we're in the conversation business.
I love that, man. And what's the total cost for this program, monthly and then yearly, real quick?
$37 a month for the monthly plan, or step up and pay $347 for the year. And you get a whole bunch of other bonuses, including that birthday connector, and you get paid commissions so you save 20% if you pay annual. Because if you pay monthly, it's $37 for the year, would be $444. If you go annual, it's $347. And you save, and you get a bunch of other bonuses.
Cool. So the uncensored part, guys, and excuse my posture on this, Marco, but I that's part of what we do here. He's offering a 7-day trial to the Solar Sales Uncensored subscribers. So get your feet wet with it. $37 a month, guys. $37 a month. What if this year, I'm not talking this month, not talking this week, this year you had one extra appointment you got because of an incentive. You were able to have one extra follow-up who actually signed with you, decided to go to install with you because of a vacation, because of an incentive. Our average commissions, especially at our company, are over $10,000 a pop. We're talking about $37 a month. That's why when I saw this 6 months ago, I said, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. I saw you had something. Go for it, Marco.
No, I'm just...
Oh, yeah. I mean, huge, right? So we're all business owners here. It's time to treat solar like a business. Lean in with this thing. Come partner with us on it. It has been amazing. I'm an actual user of it. I have been now for about 6 months. And with a 7-day trial, you guys have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. Also, Mark, I'm going to go ahead and plug it. Join the Facebook group once you get set up. By the way, our link is Boost with Aaron, boostwitharon.com, boostwitharon.com. For those of you not seeing it, I will make sure we share that as well. I want to make sure you're able to utilize that 7-day trial so that you can really play with it. The other thing he said too, and I didn't know this, send the three incentives to yourself. Even if at the end of 6 days, 7 days, you're like, you know what? Giving away free vacations is not my gift. That's not what I'm about. He's not even going to do it. Take it back. Like, you can go use it. Like, how? Guys, he leads with contribution. It's what he, it's who he is. It's what he teaches. Massive. Marco, anything else? Any closing words for our audience?
You know, I would say, again, there's never been a better time to be an entrepreneur, in my opinion, than today. The technologies that are available to help you build your sales funnel, build your landing pages, build your, you know, set up your automation, your sequencing, texting, email, voicemail, plug in Marketing Boost incentives. Aaron, I imagine you provide others, you know, you're providing tools to your team to do all that. And if you take it seriously, guys, if you, you invest your, you know, you got to be willing at the beginning to burn the candle at both ends if you're planning on being an entrepreneur. That you know, are you willing to burn, you know, at the beginning, if you don't have a spouse paying the bills while you're launching your business, then it can be a scary road to be on your own, you know, with as an entrepreneur. But if you don't have that support so that you can go full time at something, then you've got to be willing to burn the candle at both ends. You work your day job and then in the evenings come home, get on your computer and start doing whatever you got to do. But if you burn that candle at both ends for a period of time, before you know it, the hustle is out, is off, you know, is relieving you from that day job so you can start living the lifestyle that you deserve.
I love that. I love that. Well, Marco, I can't thank you enough. I know this episode is going to break every record. And sorry for the previous ones. I don't mean that as an insult. This is game changing. This is where you step up and become an entrepreneur. This is where you start to lead with marketing. You start to get out of that rut of going from transaction to transaction. You start to duplicate systems. You start to gain video reviews. I literally have pages of notes from my own podcast. Like, just stupid. Marco, anyway, I cannot thank you enough, my friend. Please stick around after this. Once again, for those of you that are treating this like a business, you want to jump in, you want to see behind the curtains of everything Marco just shared with us, it is boostwithaaron.com, boostwithaaron.com. I hope each and every one of you have a fantastic day. If you got value today from us, from our guests, please like, share, and review the podcast and our YouTube channel. That is the biggest way you can say thank you to both of us. I appreciate you guys. Marco, thank you again. Guys, we'll talk soon.
Thank you.